Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
Michael, this is Dennis Klaus. I emailed you. I'm from Niagara Falls. I am the Native American. I ordered your book on barter exchange, and I love it.
Hi, it's Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com and Barter Secrets. Here's another recording with one of our new Secret Loophole students. His name is Dennis Claus. Dennis Claus is a Native American who lives on an Indian reservation, and he called me with a very unique idea in some ways to use the Barter Secrets course to make money. I hope you enjoy this consultation. It's about 25 minutes long, and I think you'll benefit and learn some new ways to use barter. Enjoy. All right, so you told me you saved up 6 months to get to invest in something like this. Tell me about that.
Well, actually, I was formerly a union iron worker, and I used to live in New York City. I made $43.80 an hour, and I gave that up because I was working way too hard for somebody else to make a lot more money than me. It's real hard work. It's outdoors. It's seasonal. You know, when it's raining, you can't work, and then you got to pay for motels and I moved home so I could get smarter and learn. I use my mind instead of my body.
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 32 now.
Okay, great.
So I moved up north to another reservation where there's a multi-millionaire who grew up with my father. I asked him to teach me how to make money. So I spent 1 year working for him, learning how to make money. And now I'm out on my own. I'm trying. I saved up money. I lost it. I went and made more money. I lost it. Still working.
How did you keep losing it?
Well, I would invest everything I had, you know, if for internet, when I'd get a website, I'd get everything, I'd pour everything back in him because he would take everything he had and put it back in and then money would come back to him.
Uh-huh.
And I watched him do it over and over and he would bring his business right to the edge and it would come right back and it would just triple where nobody else would do that. He was the only one out there doing it.
Yeah, what kind of business did he have?
He has a cigarette factory, online service. He does concert promotions. He does all kinds of things.
That must have been a great learning experience.
It was really exciting just to watch him. He made money with never owning things sometimes. People knew that he was worth so much money he was worth. He could buy a building before he took a possession of it. He would sell it and be in the middle collecting a...
Very similar to the barter stuff, isn't it?
Yes.
Is that what caught your eye?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, so you got the course. Have you gone through everything, all the audios?
Yes.
Were you surprised that there was more than promise?
Actually, not coming from you, but yeah, it was really nice to get, but when from you, you always over-deliver, so I always like that.
Okay, now, like I said in there, I had a really hard time grasping the whole concept, and I think some other people do. You either get it or you don't. Are you confused about anything, or do you have a good understanding of how everything works?
Oh, I got a... I'm an Indian on a reservation, so we trade amongst each other ever since I was little, we've always traded.
So you grew up did you grow up on a reservation your whole life?
Yeah, that's where I'm on the reservation right now.
What reservation is it called?
It's the Tuscarora Indian Reservation in Niagara Falls, New York.
How many Native Americans live there?
About 2,000 people on this reservation.
Okay. Do you like living there?
I love living here.
Okay, great. And, okay, so tell me, I mean, growing up, trading was part of your upbringing?
Yeah, all the time. My dad would sometimes not have enough money growing up because it was seasonal. He was an iron worker too, mm-hmm. like his father. Mm-hmm. So when he needed wood or whatever, he could trade off somebody else's land and get wood and cut wood, but he had to trade them when we cut down the wood and got it cut up and everything. We had to give the owner of the property some wood, but we got some wood for free. So they got wood for free. We got wood for free because we didn't own the land. Everybody made out.
Do all Native Americans understand this concept of trade?
I think a lot of them do, but a lot of them are not into it as much anymore.
Yeah, but you remember it from your dad.
Yes.
Now, had you heard of the barter industry at all before you learned about my stuff?
I seen it on TV one time, but I really didn't think it was that big because they were talking on TV that it was like a small town. It was amongst a small town where the community was getting involved in it. Like, oh, here on reservation, when some of the elders needs help, somebody will go and help them. And knowing that they help them, never asked for help. Well, when they need help, a lot of community members go and help them. It's like a barter system, but it's just
right. It's absolutely tremendous. I mean, I was even doing some more research on my own last night. It's bigger than I even anticipated. And I sent you to a link. It's a great resource about all these barter resources, okay? So when you get back online, go to this resource. It was called entrepreneurialconnection.com. But I sent you the link. And there's some very key industries all around barter. One is called the IRTA, International Reciprocal Trade Association. And this thing is worldwide. I mean, they have developed a universal world currency where you can trade anywhere in the world on a standardized currency within the barter industry. There's also another association called the National Association of Trade Exchanges. And barter organizations, you know, people who start their own barter clubs become members of these. So you can go on either of these websites and search all the barter groups all over the world, okay? They are all over the world. There's also an industry publication, a newspaper called Barter News. That's at www.barternews.com. It's the leading barter business journal. At the site, you'll also have a worldwide list of all the barter organizations, email addresses, company names, phone numbers, everything. And then there's other barter services that are starting, kind of like eBay, but there's one called barteritonline.com, barternet.com, there's ibarter.com. Have you been to the itex.com website?
Yes, I have.
And did you see how you can search all the members there?
Yes, I did.
So you can see all the different things that are available to purchase and buy, and then it comes to your question. And I want to read the email that you sent to me here for sake of this recording. Michael, I had to thank you from the bottom of my heart. The book and the CDs on barter are more than I could have asked for. I want to know if you had any ideas that could be used to make more money than I could come up with alone. You see, I'm an Indian in New York State, and I live on a reservation. I don't have to pay tax, and I can sell things from the reservation in the mail, tax-free, to non-native people. To you, do you have any ideas for us to partner up with me? I like getting your info by email, and I feel that we are a lot alike. I love to learn, and I want to make more money only when it's a win-win deal. And I really like that you said, I will not sell cigarettes like all my family and friends do. I know I can make more with my mind to help others. Okay? Does that bother you that everyone's trying to make money selling cigarettes?
Well, yeah, I don't smoke, and I understand people are trying to save money on cigarettes and everything, but I don't agree with that trying to make money off of hurting somebody else. It should be something that everybody else can grow on and help each other, not hurt each other.
How big is the cigarette business with the Indian reservations?
There's 2,000 people on my reservation. There are 17 millionaires and 1 billionaire on my reservation.
And they live on the reservation. Is this all from selling cigarettes?
Cigarettes and gasoline.
Because of the tax advantage, right?
Yes.
Because people...
We have no casino.
Well, there's no casino?
No, we have no casino on the reservation.
But are Indian reservations all over the country and Canada selling cigarettes?
A lot are, yeah.
So the public can buy them for less, right?
Yep.
How much less can they buy them? Like a pack...
In New York State, it's about $50 a carton off the reservation, on the res for a major brand like Marlboro. On the reservation, they're 23.
23 bucks?
Yes.
That's incredible. And so there's a huge buying public buying cigarettes directly from reservations.
Yes.
Interesting. So when you say you don't have to pay tax, I did a little research online. What you mean is you're still required to pay income tax, federal income tax, even though you live on the reservation. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
You just don't pay state tax, and you don't pay. So when you bought, let's say I sold you something, and let's say I'm in New York, and you bought something, you live on a reservation, and I charge sales tax. Are you exempt to pay that sales tax?
Say that one more time.
Let's say I'm a store outside of the reservation, and you come and buy a product from me, and it's $10 and it's $7 tax. Are you exempt from paying the state sales tax?
It depends on the company, but yeah, we have forms we can bring with us. Everybody has them on the reservation. You bring the forms. It's just like a church or a nonprofit organization could be tax exempt. They have the same paperwork.
Okay.
The same paperwork as a church would. So they can buy tax free too.
So can you buy an automobile off the reservation and not have to pay tax?
Yes, as long as you live on the reservation.
You have to live on the reservation and work on the reservation.
No, you don't have to work on the reservation. You have to live on the reservation.
Okay.
You can work off the reservation. If I buy a car, as long as I'm living on the reservation, I get it tax-free. But if I live off the reservation, then I have to pay tax on it.
Okay. Okay, I see. All right, so let's say that you had a warehouse, and you could fill it with all different items that you're able to buy on trade at 20 cents on the dollar. You would have the advantage of buying all these items without having to pay the sales tax as long as you submitted your forms, correct?
Correct.
Now, that's going to be a big savings right there because even though you're buying something, that's going to be great. I mean, obviously, there's going to be savings there. You wanted to know what kind of ideas did I have. I mean, I was just browsing on iTex and some of these other trade exchanges. I mean, you just got to look for, there's so many different items, so many things you can buy. And the whole idea, the way you're going to make your money is just reselling it. You got to pick it up at 20 cents on the dollar or 10 cents on the dollar. You got to buy it. You got to take possession of it, and then you got to resell it at a profit.
Did you get my second email?
Okay, let me see here. I just had a thought. An Indian is the first to get picked to do any work or any contract bids. If the person with the lowest bid is the one to get picked and the Indian is with 10% of the lowest bid, the bid will go to the Indian. 80% of all Indian casinos have a clause that lets Indians from any tribe bid with, a way to let them have a chance to win the bids, and I can start a company to sell advertising spots for casinos all over the U.S. and Canada. There are over 350 Indian casinos in the U.S. You can see the numbers at IndianGaming. Great idea. You could sell advertising, and you better believe they're spending money on advertising.
I imagine their budget's pretty big.
Dennis, it's a perfect idea. That's perfect. It's perfect, perfect. You could do that. You could get control over. There's so much advertising for sale on trade that you could buy, when you're getting into the serious stuff, and you're dealing with brokers who know their way around the advertising, and there are people, if you go to the main newspaper, you call the publisher up of the barter newspaper who's been in it a long time and tell them you want some very reliable sources for due bills on advertising, media advertising, radio especially, and you find some reputable people who have the resources of all the radio stations, and I'm sure they're there, okay? The trade industry is very big. There's someone doing this. And then what you do is we locate trade dollars. So let's say you wanted to buy $50,000 worth of due. Let's say there was $50,000 worth of advertising in a local market, and you buy it for $5,000 or $7,000, and then you go right to the Indian reservations and resell it at a discount. That's absolutely doable. Absolutely doable because you could prepay for the advertising in the form of what's called due bills. They're almost like promises. They're promissory notes. And once you own them and control them, then you can go resell those and you make sure that you're able to reassign them. I mean, if you just picked up the phone, maybe on your time off, just for fun, called up a couple of the casinos and talked to their advertising department and find out who does all the media buying and get in touch with them and say, would you be open to the possibility of purchasing radio advertising in the local market for 50% off rate card? And talk to them and see if they're open to it. Of course they want to save money on advertising, and you have a way to purchase and control that advertising for less than 50 cents on the dollar. You can get it, you know, you can get it all day long at 20 cents on the dollar, maybe even for less. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yes, that's a fantastic idea. It's a fantastic niche. You could start a whole business just based on selling Indian casino advertising. You could be the expert in that industry. That would be fantastic. Yeah, I like that idea a lot. What you're going to need to do is you're going to need to learn about it. You know, learn about all the available advertising available in the different markets of the different Indian gaming casinos. So where's the nearest casino? Where's the Indian gaming casino that you're familiar with? In what market?
There's one about 7 miles from my reservation and another reservation.
All right, and they're doing...
In Niagara Falls.
I mean, they're doing billboard, they're doing radio, I'm sure they're doing TV.
Everything.
So who are the major media outlets that these advertising are going? What you need to first do is act like you're a customer, that you want some rate cards on radio advertising. You need to find out where is this casino advertising. You can simply call the casino and say, hey, where are your ads running? I love those ads. Where can I see your casino ads running? What TV stations do y'all run them on? What radio stations? What newspapers are you advertising on? So you need to get a spreadsheet of all their advertising, and then you go call the advertising managers of the newspaper, of the radio, of the TV, of the billboard, and get actual rates on what this advertising is costing so you know what they're paying, okay? So you're armed. By the time you approach the media buyer for the casino, you say, I know your advertising in the New York Star rate is for the ad you're running, it runs cost you this much. And you can guesstimate, you can guess that they're getting a discount because they're buying more than 1 month at a time or whatever. Talk to them. You know, just talk to the buyers. Ask them, are you able to purchase advertising at huge discounts? Maybe they are. Maybe they have some kind of angle with the media. You just need to do your research. But certainly, it's a great idea, and I think it's worth investigating. My advice would be go talk to the experts. Talk to a few of the buyers of the casinos. Even if you give yourself away, you still got, you know, 300 other ones around the country.
Yeah.
There is also a resource, Remnant Advertising. I got to find the source. There are people who broker Remnant Advertising, and this is outside of the trade industry, but hugely discounted advertising. It's available. I think that's a great idea, Dennis.
Thank you.
Yeah, great, fantastic idea. I think you should do it. You know, the ideas are there. You just got to get moving on it, and I think your first step is to do some research on it.
I could do that in the morning.
Sure. Yeah.
I got my mornings off so I can take care of whatever business I'm trying to learn or whatever I'm on
uh-huh.
in the morning, and the second half of the day I work so I can make sure that I get things done in the morning.
Go on to iTex. See if iTex is pretty strong in New York. Do a search on the iTex thing and see what you have for advertising in your geographical area. And you may find some of those media outlets who offer iTex trade, for those stations, the same stations at the end. You know, you can start off small. But first, find out where the reservation 7 miles away is running their ads and make a little spreadsheet. Look in your local paper. Look in the paper at the reservation. See if you see their ads. See if who's heard it on the radio. What's the casino called?
Seneca Niagara Casino.
Call them. You know, you could talk to the girls who work there and say, hey, where are you guys advertising? What, you know, where did I hear that commercial? Find out. You just go ask the employees there. And then make a spreadsheet, okay?
Okay.
And then figure out what, get an idea, a guesstimate of what it's costing, and maybe pick up the phone and call the media buyer. And if she asks, well, why do you want to know? Well, you say, well, I have access to advertising in these, in this local market for this station, for this newspaper, for this, for about this much. Would you be interested in that? Okay? And then if she says yes, it's just a matter of doing the deal. Buying and controlling or tying up to advertising. See, you may be able to take control of, let's say this casino is running $50,000 worth of advertising a month. You can take control of $50,000 worth of advertising without having to pay for it, just by a letter of intent or a option to purchase. You can maybe put $100 down and have an option to purchase. Then you can go back to the casino who's doing the advertising, have them pay you, and then you pay them on what your agreement was for, and then you deliver the advertising. It's all three-way deals, just like you explained with that with the guy you work for, without ever taking possession.
Yep.
What's the most important thing? The most important thing is finding the trade dollars available, or finding the product you need. Just knowing where it is the most important thing, and then finding your buyer without taking possession of the product, that you know where it is. And then once you have your buyer, you have your demand, and once you have your supply, which is your product, or your trade dollars, or your media, you know where it is, then that's all there is. Demand, supply, and then you just take care of the details.
Sounds great to me.
Right? Very doable. Any other questions on the trade stuff? Did anything confusing or anything else you want to? Okay.
Oh, I got it. I love it. I listened to it like 3 times already, and every time I listen to it, I get so excited and thinking about everything. See, on the reservation here, we're not actually a reservation. It's a sovereign nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's different than reservations.
Okay.
Settlements, reservations, and then nations.
Okay.
Now, nations like mine don't accept any outside money. We get no public money. We get no. It's like a third world country.
Mm-hmm.
It would be close to you'd understanding. But there's no phone lines out here. Everything's cellular.
Oh, really?
Whoever has electricity has electricity. There's no new electricity being put up. So you have to have generators and.
Are the pretty, you know, the stereotype that people see, or that I automatically think of, is the reservations are very poor. Is that not true where you are?
Not where I'm from. We adapt. We find new ways to make money. Anytime we learn one way and they take it away, the government puts in a clause or puts in a certain way that we can't do anything, we find new ways.
So what have they taken away? What opportunities were really great that are no...
Gambling, for the nation, we have to give up the rights as a nation.
To do gambling.
To do gambling. A lot of casinos, they lose their rights as a native. They gain a lot more, but they lose their rights as a native. If they ever turned over the casino and they couldn't operate the casino, they would lose all their rights as a Native Americans for their whole tribe.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, and what? Any other opportunities that look good that didn't work out?
There's all kinds. We tried generating. Well, we do process and make our own gasoline. We do make our own cigarettes on the reservation. We have a factory here. We have a gas. We make our own gasoline here on the reservation. We do a lot. We have a small reservation, like 2 miles by 3 miles. It's tiny.
Yeah.
Considering it's a reservation, some reservations are almost a state big.
Yeah.
Like the Navajo Nation.
Uh-huh.
Tiny, but we find the ways to make money. When they took away the phones, nobody complained. We just found a way. We went to cellular. When they stopped the electricity, we went to generators. We found out in the long run, it's cheaper to run generators for businesses.
So you're really running independent outside of the U.S. government?
Pretty much, yes.
What about Internet access? How are you hooked up to the Internet?
I'm hooked up on the Internet. I have to go to the library off the reservation.
To use it.
To use it. But everybody's using satellites.
Okay. Do people have satellite Internet access there?
Yes, a lot of people do.
What about cable?
No cable on the reservation.
No cable at all?
Nope.
So it's all satellite. Okay. So how often are you checking your email? Are you running over to the library every time?
Every day, every morning.
Okay. Well, you know, if you leave me, I have your cell. I've got your cell number. This 298-5324.
That's my number at work here.
Okay.
I'm getting, it was either buy the package with the bartering or pay my phone bill on time.
Okay.
I says I'd rather invest in my future than being able to use the phone.
Okay, that's fine. Well, can I leave you a message at this work number or no?
No, because I don't know if I'd ever get it.
Well, that's fine. Just communicate by email. That's fine. All right, well, very good. Well, it's been very nice talking to you. I'm glad you like it, and I think you got a great idea. You got a good head on your shoulders now. Just go do it. Get off your ass and just do it and make it happen. It's doable. And if you need any help along the way, let me know. I mean, I'd be glad to help you out if I can.
Yeah, I would love to partner up just to get me going, just to start with, because I imagine I can barter with putting up a website so the casinos can see it. I wanted to partner up for it to be held and run or whatever it's called.
Well, don't worry about the website. You don't need a website. Go do your research. Do some of the things I suggested. I'll send you this. Do you have an MP3 player?
Yeah.
All right, so if I upload this audio recording, you can download it and take it with you and re-listen to it?
Yeah.
All right, so you go listen to the stuff we talked about, what you need to do. You need to start with that casino 7 miles from you. Call up. Find out. Get a spreadsheet. Find out where they're doing all their advertising. Call the media buyer. Find out who's in charge of all your advertising. Tell them you're a dentist and you're doing a report for school and you're doing a report on Indian casino advertising. Would you be willing to let me interview you? Get some intelligence on them. And find out what's going on. And then, once you know what they're paying and where they're advertising, go back to ITEX or some of the trade exchanges and see if you can determine if there are advertising outlets in that same market who offer advertising on trade. Now, once you know that, then you go find the trade dollars in the manner that I showed you. And you want to get you know, just like I said, you want to find someone who's willing to save money on advertising. If you can determine what the casino is paying on advertising, and then if you can buy it at 20 cents on the dollar and resell it at 50, you can keep the 30%. And this isn't a one-time, advertising is an ongoing thing. You set up one of these deals, if you've got a casino doing $50,000 in advertising a month, and you can make $20,000 a month, it's every month, because the advertising never stops, do you see?
Yes.
It's a residual thing.
And 350 casinos.
And if you get 10 of them, and even if you get 10 of them and you're making $5,000 a month, what do you want? It's 50 grand a month. You know, okay? So I think your idea, it's a big idea. It's doable. Even if you get 1% of 350, you still be doing fine. Okay?
Yep.
So make it happen. It's there for you. It's a great idea. I'd go for it. And you're going to find other opportunities as you explore this, things we haven't even talked about and thought of. That's just the nature of the game.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot, Michael.
All right, buddy. Take care and keep in touch, please.
Okay.
All right, bye. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. I hope you've enjoyed this consultation with Dennis Claus related to the Barter Secrets course. If you have any questions, please contact me at Michael@HardToFindSeminars.com. Enjoy. You may not know what barter is or what the trade industry is, but it's a multi-billion dollar industry, and I've come up with a loophole on how to take advantage of this industry and literally put thousands and thousands of dollars worth of savings into your pocket. You can hear me do it for real in this 15-minute recording. I will show you how I saved for personal expenses almost $10,000 with only about 15 minutes of telephone calls. I promise you, you've never heard anything like this, and instead of me telling you how to do it, I show you how. You can listen to me do it for real. So head on over to the product section at hardtofindseminars.com in the light blue column on the left. Click on the link that says Barter Secrets and you can hear it all in action. I think you're going to find this fascinating.